Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ethical Nightmare Challenge: How to Avoid the Worst of AI is a practical business and technology ethics book by Reid Blackman. An AI ethics specialist and author of Ethical Machines, the book addresses organizations that are adopting machine learning, generative AI, agentic systems, and complex automation while relying on governance methods that Blackman considers too slow, abstract, or checklist-driven for the risks now emerging. Its central purpose is to help leaders and technical teams identify the concrete AI failures they most need to prevent before those failures become operational, legal, reputational, or social crises. Rather than treating responsible AI as a set of broad principles, the book proposes an outcome-oriented method called the Ethical Nightmare Challenge. This method asks organizations to name plausible worst-case scenarios, judge their likelihood and severity, and build practical capacity to avoid them. The result is a focused guide for turning AI ethics from a policy aspiration into an active risk management discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ethical nightmares replace abstract principles with concrete failure scenarios. A central contribution of the book is its shift from general ethical language to specific nightmare scenarios. Many AI governance programs begin with principles such as fairness, transparency, safety, privacy, or accountability. Blackman does not reject those ideas, but he argues that they often remain too vague to guide fast decisions in real organizations. A team may agree that an AI system should be fair, yet still fail to imagine the exact ways it could deny opportunities, expose sensitive data, manipulate users, or create unsafe recommendations. The Ethical Nightmare Challenge forces teams to describe vivid and plausible outcomes they would urgently want to avoid. This reframing matters because concrete scenarios are easier to discuss, assign ownership to, and test against operational plans. It also makes risk visible to people outside formal ethics roles, including product managers, engineers, executives, legal teams, and business unit leaders. The book positions ethical nightmares not as distant science fiction events, but as organization-specific breakdowns that can emerge from ordinary deployments, integrations, incentives, and oversight gaps. This approach makes AI ethics more actionable because it begins with harms that a particular organization can recognize and prioritize. Well, secondly, the three-question framework turns AI ethics into prioritizable risk work. The Ethical Nightmare Challenge is built around three practical questions. First, what are the AI ethical nightmares relevant to the organization? Second, how likely and severe are those nightmares? Third, what resources and training will be deployed to avoid them? This structure is simple, but its value lies in forcing sequence and discipline. The first question prevents organizations from discussing AI risk only in generic terms. The second question introduces prioritization, because not every possible harm can receive equal attention, funding, or executive focus. By considering likelihood and severity together, teams can distinguish between remote but catastrophic risks, common but manageable harms, and issues that are distracting but not strategically urgent. The third question moves the conversation from awareness to capability. A risk that has no assigned resources, no training plan, and no accountable process is not being managed in any meaningful sense. Blackman presents this framework as outcome-oriented rather than compliance-oriented. Its emphasis is not merely whether the organization can document that it considered AI ethics, but whether it can identify its most serious failure modes and take credible steps to reduce them. Thirdly, agentic and interconnected AI make traditional governance less reliable. The book argues that the AI risk landscape has changed because modern systems are becoming more autonomous, integrated, and difficult to predict. Earlier machine learning governance often focused on model development, data quality, bias testing, documentation, and deployment review. Those practices remain useful. But Blackman warns that they are not sufficient when organizations use generative AI, AI agents, multi-tool systems, and complex automations that can act across workflows. As AI systems interact with other software, users, vendors, data sources, and organizational incentives, harms can arise from the system as a whole, rather than from a single model defect. This increases the difficulty of assigning responsibility and anticipating downstream consequences. The book therefore criticizes business as usual responsible AI programs that depend too heavily on centralized review, static checklists, or abstract policy statements. The reasoning is that a slow and narrow governance method cannot keep pace with systems whose behavior changes with context, prompts, tools, and human decisions. Blackman frames this as a mismatch between the scale of the risk and the scale of the response. The Ethical Nightmare Challenge is intended to close that gap by asking organizations to imagine whole scenario failures before they unfold. Fourthly, small cross-functional ENC teams create distributed ethical risk capacity. Blackman emphasizes that ethical nightmare avoidance cannot remain only with a central governance committee or a corporate policy function. The book proposes small ethical nightmare challenge teams that can operate at different levels of an organization, including departments, products, projects, or business units. These teams are meant to be cross-functional, with participation from technical staff and from people who understand legal, operational, commercial, reputational, and user impacts. This design reflects a practical insight: AI harms often emerge at the intersection of model behavior, deployment context, business incentives, and human use. Engineers may see technical failure modes that executives miss, while legal or customer-facing teams may recognize exposure that developers do not notice. Smaller teams can also move faster than large committees, making them better suited to iterative product environments. The book does not present such teams as a complete substitute for formal governance, but as a way to embed risk awareness close to where AI decisions are made. Their role is to name nightmares, prioritize them, recommend mitigations, and build learning loops. This distributed model treats ethical risk management as a capability that must be practiced throughout the organization rather than delegated to a distant office. Lastly, responsible AI becomes a condition for faster and safer innovation. A notable feature of the book is that it does not frame ethics as a barrier to innovation. Blackman presents ethical risk mitigation as a way to innovate with more confidence because teams understand which outcomes they are trying to prevent. In many organizations, AI adoption is slowed by uncertainty, fear of reputational damage, unclear accountability, or last-minute objections from legal and compliance functions. A concrete nightmare-based process can reduce that friction by making risk discussions earlier, clearer, and more operational. The book also suggests that avoiding severe AI failures is not only a moral concern, but a business survival issue. AI mistakes can create regulatory scrutiny, public distrust, employee backlash, customer harm, and strategic distraction. By identifying the most serious scenarios in advance, organizations can decide where to invest in testing, monitoring, training, human oversight, vendor management, and escalation procedures. This makes ethics part of execution quality rather than an external critique of execution. The argument is especially relevant for organizations adopting agentic AI or automation at speed, because the cost of unmanaged experimentation rises as systems gain more autonomy and connect to more consequential workflows. The ethical nightmare challenge is best suited for executives, product leaders, AI governance professionals, risk managers, legal teams, data scientists, and department heads, who need a practical way to think about AI harms in organizational settings. Readers looking for a philosophical history of AI ethics or a highly technical model auditing manual may find its emphasis more managerial than theoretical. Its practical benefit is that it gives teams a shared language for identifying the failures that matter most, prioritizing them, and deciding what capabilities are needed to prevent them. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of responsible AI from principal compliance to scenario-based risk anticipation. Compared with many books in the AI ethics category, it stands out for focusing less on broad warnings about technology and more on a repeatable organizational method. It is also distinct from checklist-oriented governance guides because it begins with the question of what must not happen, then works backward toward mitigation. This makes the book especially relevant in the current AI environment, where generative systems, agents, and automation are being adopted faster than many organizations can govern them. Its value lies in giving readers a concrete starting point for responsible action without pretending that any single framework can eliminate all AI risk. If you would like to support Read Blackman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.